some people who actually think that I'm not really in South America, that it's all one big joke, it's a farce, it's a Zender put on. Well, for those folks, I am showing you on the Bunker Cam my Sao Paulo subway card. This puppy gets me into the subway system, which is considerable. And if you can't see that, that means you're listening to the audio. So try as you might, you will not see this card on the audio. But this should be proof to the doubters and the naysayers out there that I truly am in South America, in my bunker, hunkering down for the end times. Now, folks, I want to talk to you about, and I'm going to talk to you about, the League of Nations and the United Nations, because these will play a big part. And we see now the superpowers of the world, namely, why don't I just say the United States, being cut down to size because a one-world government cannot happen unless all nations become equal and become subject to a world body. Why does the phrase world body alarm me? But I am not alarmed as the world is alarmed because I have peace. But it's in the heart of humanity, the evil, diabolical heart of humanity, to coalesce, to convene, to have a world body that will solve all the problems of the world and bring lasting peace. It's the utopia that people are looking for in their hearts. Now, God has planted, I think, this desire to have things go well, otherwise known as utopia. And people think they can reach this utopia by different means. God knows the experiments that have been conducted in the interest of utopia, with drugs, with music, altered states of consciousness, meditation, all of these things, or trying to find some peace in life. I can't blame people for trying to find it. But as a conglomerate, humanity is trying to find it by organizing. If we can just organize. Now, modern attempts at this, I believe, began with the League of Nations back in 1920. But before that, why don't we go to Babel? Because Babel was an attempt on the part of mankind to coalesce, to convene. We're going to build a tower and we're going to become one. We will be unified. And we know what happened then. What God did was at that point created the nations, because before that there was only one language. How convenient. I am hampered here in Brazil because of language barriers. People here have the audacity to speak Portuguese, which I don't understand. But back in the day, pre-Tower of Babel, there was one language. And so, boy, wouldn't that help those planners and plotters today of the utopia, if we could only be of one language. However, the internet is fast making this one world, and there's a universal language that is being spoken, namely, not literally, as happened at the Tower of Babel, but the desire in the human heart is for unity and for oneness. That's the universal language. They're speaking the language of joining together to make this world a better place. Kumbaya, kumbaya. But when they're saying peace, peace, that's when destruction draws near. So God scattered humanity at the Tower of Babel, and that's when the nations began to be created. Before that, there were no nations. Nations were created by God, and now, in order to disrupt the human plan to make a one world, but now the nations are attempting to fight that decree of God and to band together. And this is actually going to be successful. But I want to show you the train of disasters that trying to become one has been. So that when you see it actually happening, the only thing that could bring humanity together so that people agree, that's a miracle. It's going to take an act of God. In fact, in Revelation 17, 17, God says that he causes 10 kings to have one opinion. Do you realize what a miracle that is? For two kings to have one opinion? Two kings, two different opinions. Three kings, three different opinions. God is going to work a miracle to cause 10 kings that run these individual powers within the conglomerate to have the same opinion. So the miracle is going to be union. Disunion isn't the miracle. The miracle is going to be union. So when you see a union, it's not that people are going to think, you're going to be tempted to think, wow, we finally got it together. The world's of one opinion. This is amazing. No, it's not. God is causing it to happen so that it can be destroyed. Because, again, everything humanity has in the terms of government has to be tried so that no one will be able to say at the judgment, well, you never let us do this. If we could only have had this. If we could only have had this leader, the best leader, the smartest one. But no, everything is going to be tried, exhausted, shown to be a complete failure. On January 10th, 1920, there was this innocuous little thing called the Paris Peace Conference. And it was at the end of World War I. And World War I was a harrowing experience. I've seen this in the history books. I've seen some vintage film. I don't know this myself. I wasn't born then. But the determination of humanity was, we ain't going to let that happen again. So we're going to prevent a second world war. Therefore, we are going to form a league. And we're going to call it the League of Nations. This is, again, Babylon in reverse. We're going to bring the nations together. Instead of being scattered, we're going to bring them together. And there was a covenant. One of the guys that wrote the covenant, his name was Jan Christian, what was this guy? Smuts. Jan Christian Smuts. His name is spelled S-M-U-T-S, which I think is hilarious. It's pronounced Smets, I think. It's Danish. I'm not real clear on the pronunciation, except I like to say Smuts. That the guy who wrote the covenant for the League of Nations name was Smuts, because to me, this is... This is so diabolical and so smutty to want to. It sounds good. It sounds great to get everybody together. But in the end, it's so diabolical that only the name smut can be used to describe it. And how appropriate that the man who wrote it, who invented it in our modern era, his name was Smuts. Smets, sorry, if you're Danish. Listen to the mission of the League of Nations. Now, the League of Nations became the United Nations. That happened in 1946. Let's look at what happened. Its mission was to, this is funny. Its mission was to, quote, you ready for this? You're going to laugh. Maintain world peace. It sounds like the beauty pageant contestants. What's your goal if you receive the crown of Miss World or Miss America? I am going to fight for world peace. I am going to remove hunger from the world and bring everyone together right after I adjust my tiara. You kind of expect it. I'm not making any judgments here. In a Miss America pageant. But from Jan Christian Smuts, I expect better things. But no, maintain world peace. Here's another quote from the covenant. Again, this is a laugh a minute, especially when you see what happened practically right after this covenant was ratified and the ink dried. Quote, prevent wars through collective security and disarmament. Collective security and disarmament to prevent wars. That's all we're going to do. You know, let's start small. Let's prevent wars. And let's do that by collective security. I'm not sure what that is. Everybody puts their money in a piggy bank, or they get all together and talk about their ideas and their goals. And let's bring John Lennon in to write a song about imagine there are no countries, imagine no war. Everything's just utopian. Here's another quote for another laugh. Quote, settling international disputes through negotiation and arbitration. In other words, we're going to get a bunch of people together and we're going to sign a document. And once we sign the document, then everything's going to be great and the world's going to come together. There's only one problem, is that nation after nation decided to leave. Japan, Germany, Italy, Spain decide we want to sign off the League of Nations. So how binding is this? Who cares if a bunch of people... Don't you hate it today when somebody comes and there's some terrorist action and the Pope comes on and says, I deplore this terrorism. Yeah, so does everybody else. So what? The president is going to make an important announcement. I think this terrorism is terrible and it must stop. Oh, terrorism's going to stop because the president and the Pope wanted to. These human attempts at world peace are pitiful. It's like a little gnat banging against, the world globe. It's just ridiculous. Settling international disputes through negotiation and arbitration. This League of Nations failed at the first test because, again, the Axis powers that formed the World War II, Germany and Japan, Italy, they dropped out, and we got this little thing called World War II. So at its first test, the League of Nations failed. So World War II breaks out, and World War II ends, and now the League of Nations says, we're going to have to regroup. This didn't work too well. I know what we'll do. Let's change the frickin' name of it. Let's call it the United Nations. Oh, now we got it. Let's call it the United Nations. So on April 20th, 1946, they renamed it. Now it's called the United Nations. Now we're really going to disarm the world and stop wars. So you can see how comedic it is, how juvenile it is, and how unworkable it is. Therefore, when you see it working, and it will, when you see it happening, when you see this miracle of people agreeing, then you know there's something very, very screwy going on around here. Yeah, it's the miracle of unity of the one world government that's destined to be destroyed.